You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we will be talking airport assistance now and about a report which talks about improvements to quality of passenger assistance at airports. To find out a lot more about what this is, I'm joined by Ross Lydall, Interim Head of Communications and Delivery at the UK Civil Aviation Authority. Ross, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, nice to speak with you.
For those that don't know about what types of airport assistance are actually available for, in this case, blind and partially sighted passengers and passengers with disabilities, for those that may not know what there is out there.
Well, essentially, the assistance that is available goes from the moment you arrive at the airport, whether you've arrived to catch a flight to go off on holiday or head off on business, or if you are incoming into the UK and you're waiting to get off the incoming aircraft. There are slightly different rules and slightly different standards by which we at the Civil Aviation Authority measure the performance of airports, but essentially it's the same. So if, for example, you're off to Heathrow Airport and you've just turned up on the Elizabeth line, you've arrived at, say, Terminal 5, then assistance can be available from the train station on the way through to the airport, both on the sort of air side and then after the various security checks and any other sort of border controls, if you like, until you actually get on the aircraft. It includes also assistance on the aircraft, such as, for example, if you require a wheelchair, it would ensure that there'd be a wheelchair that's of the correct size to go up and down the corridor on the aircraft, or that perhaps if you need to be slightly nearer to the lavatory. For passengers who are blind or have sort of vision impairment, the rules are exactly the same, in the sense that there's not one category for people who rely on wheelchairs and another for people who have vision impairment. Passengers who require assistance are one category, so the rules apply to everyone. But it's pretty much all embracing that if you think you need help, then you're able to reach out and request it. And under the UK's rules, you have a legal right to free assistance. The overall aim is to ensure fair access to air travel for all passengers.
Let's talk about the recent findings of this report then. Looking at the 2025-2026 report, all 28 UK airports achieved a good or very good rating. But what I want to know is, what does this exactly mean in practice, given that the demand hit a record, 5.9 million passengers?
That's right. So what's interesting is that the demand for assistance is increasing faster than the number of passengers using airports in general is increasing. So over the last decade, it's almost doubled to, it's as you say, 5.8 million requests in the last financial year. Over the same period, there's been a roughly 23% increase in the number of passengers using UK airports. So why is that? People might say, why are people asking for assistance? There is a sort of an ill-informed perception it's a way to jump the queue. That's not the case. Essentially, what's happening here is it's down to demographics. We're all getting a bit older. The population is aging. And also, which is the primary motivating factor for these figures to increase. And the other factor, which we believe is a positive aspect, is that people are more aware of the ability to ask for help. Now, in terms of what our annual report found, as you say exactly, we looked at the 28 sort of busiest airports in the UK, and we found that of the 28, 19 are very good and 9 good. The good news here is that compared to a decade ago, there were 13 airports out of the 28 that we judged to be poor or needing improvement. So industry-wide, the standards have shifted markedly, and we believe that's because of the sort of annual nudging we're giving these airports to essentially do the best they can for passengers who need assistance.
When it comes to operational improvements, where does the Civil Aviation Authority see room for improvements based on the recent report?
Part of the challenge that we accept that airports face is that this often costs money. And It's not all just about providing staff who can essentially be, if you provide personal one-to-one assistance for passengers as they make their way through the airport terminal. Sometimes it may require changes to the layout of the airport. Sometimes it may require facilities to enable passengers, particularly those who use wheelchairs, to get on and off certain aircraft, especially, say, if you're looking at an aircraft that's looking to use a staircase to board it rather than one of the sort of arms that comes out from the side of the airport terminal and sort of links straight on to the airport door at a sort of 15 feet up in the sky. So it's not always easy, and we do appreciate that, but very much what we've been trying to do is ensure that things get better year after year. The one thing that we measure each airport on is the time taken, and that can be, for example, if you turn up at an airport and you have requested assistance, then essentially you should receive assistance within 30 minutes. Similarly, if you're arriving at a UK airport and have pre-notified that you will require assistance to get off the plane, then it should be within 20 minutes for the vast majority of passengers that they receive that help when somebody comes onto the aircraft and helps that person to get off and into the arrivals hall. So these are the sort of steps. We also, one other key thing we do measure against and always require airports to do is to consult passengers with disabilities and other sorts of accessibility needs. So there has to be, essentially, each airport should have an accessibility forum. And I'm told by colleagues who specialise in this area on a day-to-day basis that organisations such as your own and Guide Dogs and so on are often involved in these accessibility forums that each airport has set up.
With the Civil Aviation Authority consulting on a revised accessibility framework later this year and new enforcement powers proposed under the Civil Aviation Bill, what are the next steps to ensure airports maintain these great standards that they have achieved?
Well, that's a very good question. And it's not even here about maintaining the standards, it's actually about improving the standards, because our ambition is that with essentially all 28 airports being good or very good, we want to make sure the rules aren't too easy to pass. We don't want to give everybody top marks when we know there's still more work to be done. And exactly as you say, just in the previous question, that 58% of passengers who request assistance still say they have a difficult time getting through airports. We know there's work to be done. So what we're looking to do, and this is something we do plan to consult on later this year, is actually about raising the standards, setting tougher guidelines for airports to meet, tougher targets essentially, and that combined with the new powers that should come into force within the next 12 months and the new Civil Aviation Bill, just now eventually become the Civil Aviation Act once it's received royal assent. We hope that both of those things will enable a better outcome for more passengers and will drive further improvements at airports across the country.
That's great to hear. And being a flyer myself, it's always nice to see when these sorts of news come out and that assistance continues to improve. So thank you very much, Ross Lydall, Interim Head of Communications at the UK Civil Aviation Authority, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much for chatting with me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.